tried our best to find what the Lord wanted me to be this morning. It seemed like I couldn't get a hold of a thing. Ain't been able to get no word, Danny. Just seemed like just every which way I turned, I couldn't find it, Darrell. Sitting there, and I want to read maybe just a little bit over in John. And about the 20th chapter of the book of John. I may read this, and it may be all that we do this morning. But I'm gonna read the 20th chapter here, and may read the whole thing. Thank you, Jay. And then if that's all the Lord has for us, maybe, I don't know, Darrell may have something on his heart this morning. Matthew may have something. I don't know. We're just going to follow the Lord this morning. That's what I come to do. And I want to leave here knowing that's what we've done. We'll read this morning in the 20th chapter of the book of John. It said, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the and the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre, and they ran both together. And the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went in to the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. And as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without the sepulchre a weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. And Jesus stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. And I'm going to stop there for just a minute. And I got to take it there just as we was praying and trying our best to find where the Lord wanted me to go this morning. I got to thinking about my Jesus. And I got to thinking about that tomb. And I got to thinking about over there where they laid him. And where they thought they got rid of him, Mike. And I'm going to tell you today, there's a lot of junk going around and they're trying to get rid of Jesus. And they're trying their best to lay him somewhere where nobody can get to him. They're trying to lay him aside, and they're trying to call him dead. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something now that morning. Mary made her way over there to that tomb, Daddy Gibson. Hey, she got to looking in there. Hey, she saw him wasn't there no more. Hey, and then I'm going to tell you something. Hey, she wasn't there by herself. She felt alone, and she felt like somebody had took her God. She felt like somebody and took her Lord. I promise you this morning, church, you might be sitting here feeling alone this morning, feeling like somebody took your joy, feeling like somebody took your God. I promise you, you're getting looking around. He's standing in the midst of the church this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Mary looked around. I'm looking around today at people. I looked in the mirror at myself. Oh, sometimes we feel defeated. We feel like that the world's overcoming. It's coming hard against the church. Hey, it's hard sometimes to see where you can find peace. Hey, but when Mary heard her name called, hey, she knew that voice. I'm telling you, church, listen to God this morning. He's calling our name. He's letting us know. Ain't nobody took me. I'm here this morning.
Yes, happy man.
He ain't going nowhere, ain't nobody took him. He's right where he's supposed to be. Yeah. Anyway, the whole part of the mixed up wasn't as gathered up in that house for fear of the Jews. Hey, fears are going around, Mike.
Yes.
I promise you. You know where the Lord comes in? Right down there in the house with them. They've gathered up. They're scared. They didn't know what the next thing was going to happen. But he said to me, yes, and he said, Peace be unto you. I promise you this morning, God wants his people to know. Peace this morning.
Amen.
And he saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
was glad to send them to me. Let's go into the house of the Lord. You know what I come down here this morning to say? I come to see Jesus walk right in the midst. Hey, I want you to understand something. You want him to know that? You want to know why he showed him his hands? You want to know why he wanted to show him his side? He just wanted them to see, look at here. They thought they took me. They thought they killed me. But I'm not in a tomb no more. I'm alive. Is a risen Savior, conquered death and the grave. He's not dead. He's alive this morning. Look at his hands. Look at his side. Peace unto you. You got peace this morning? If you want it, you better get to looking at him. You can stay hungered up and running from the Jews and hiding out. You can look at Jesus and have peace. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
I didn't even reckon I was going to preach this morning. I'm glad I ain't going to preach. I'm glad I can't preach. I'm glad it's not me preaching like Paul. I'm glad it's him. I'm glad it's not me. I won't bring you peace. I won't make you feel better. But Jesus will. I'm glad it's him. I can speak peace all day long and it won't come. He speaks peace and it'll come. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. I like it. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you.
Yeah.
Church better have some peace. Yeah. Why, Daryl? Because he's sending us.
Yeah.
There's a whole place, Angie, tore all the pieces over in that day. There's a hiding, there's a running, there's scared. You know who the Lord sent out to them? The church.
Yeah.
That was filled with the Holy Ghost. How did sins get remitted? Them people there preached the gospel to them. Them people stood firm on the hands they seen. They stood firm on the side they saw that had been pierced. They stood firm on the resurrected Savior. You want to see the world have peace? Show them Jesus. The world wants peace, it better see Jesus. I ain't got to look to find a great leader that'll bring us out of this. I've got one. And I'll find peace in my soul when I see you. You know what other scripture come to my mind, David? Look, he said, I must go away. He said, I will come. That same Jesus that they seen go away is coming back like that. You want peace? You better know he's coming back for you. You better know he's not coming back. In judgment on your soul. I hope we got peace this morning. My old flesh gets as aggravated and tore up as anybody else. But a lot of junk that's going on. A lot of things that they're trying to make us do. But I got peace. I got peace like a river down in my soul. My God ain't changed. He's the same God today as He was then. He's still alive. Hey, I ain't got no reason to be depressed. I've got a living Savior. Mary went up there to grieve, to anoint the dead body. She left there with joy. I didn't come this morning to anoint a dead God. I come to rejoice in a resurrected Savior. If you think He's gone, He's just standing right there. He's speaking your name. You better turn and see Him and get glad.
That's right.
I'm glad this morning I can find peace. He just had to look over me. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I can't sit still. There's a lot today going on. Get your eyes off that. And look into Jesus. Trust Him. He's alive. You know? He's alive. That boy, you just... That don't tire us up, Darrell. What if you walked into some funeral home and get ready to look down on somebody you love and that box opened up, there wasn't nobody in there, and next thing you know, they're standing beside you. Well, naturally, that just turned you all to pieces. Let's God spiritually eat that church on the get tore up today. You think He's dead? He's alive. I thought this morning, everywhere I was reading, I've been trying to say, I was going to preach on judgment. I tell you a few things, we better get to facing some judgment on. And judging, what is judging? You look at something and you compare out the evidence and you make a decision, and you come down to the judgment. We better decide who our God is.
That's right.
We better start judging our life and seeing where we stand with Him.
Right.
Do we believe Him or do we not?
Right.
I believe Him this morning. I trust Him.
Amen.
He saved one the other week in here. I'm looking for more. Don't you let discouragement set in on your life and tell you it ain't going to happen. It's coming. There's more to be done. And I'm going to stand with Jesus. I thought over. Shoot, I may get everything I've read on this week. You read over in the book of Judges about a people that turned their back on God. And the Bible said he sold them out to their enemy. That don't mean that they bought them. But what that means in that word sold right there in the book of Judges, that means that God turned them over to be harassed and wearied by their enemy. You want to know something today? There's a lot of people that's quit worshiping God. There's a lot of people that's quit believing in God. And I promise you, the reason they're all tore up, the reason they're harassed, the reason they're weary, is God sold them over to their old enemy. And you know where them people ended up getting to? God went to them and told them, said, I've delivered you. And I've done this for you. And I've done that for you. And finally, after years of being enslaved to their enemy, they finally got to cry out for God. There's a lot of people today that's turned over and they still look and they're thinking the tomb is empty. They don't think Jesus is within a mile of them. Give up on him. I believe God has turned them over to their own enemy. I really do. The old flesh, just doubt. Worship man, listen to man, more so than God. And you know what? They're miserable. Worried and weaned and harassed. I'm here to tell you this morning, we ain't got to be that way. No, sir. Peter and them could sing songs down in prison. Why can't we? Why can't we rejoice in the day and hour we live in? We can.
Yes.
We can. This is our battle. How can we sing in a strange land? They just hug their hearts up in the wilderness and just give up. I'm telling you what, Mike Ball, don't you hang your heart up. Bobby Griffin, don't hang your heart up. Now, Woody, don't hang up your heart. Listen to me. He's alive and lives forevermore. He's not dead. We may be walking in a strange land, a place we've never been before. We may be under some bondages from the enemy, but God's still God. Yes, don't know about nobody else. I feel a lot better than I did in all 10. We come in here and slap masks on this morning, first time we've done that. And it's a hindrance.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's hard to deal with. Hey, we're just trying to abide as much as we can by what laws is being laid down. But I'm going to tell you what, that mask holds you back from praising God. Jerk it off. I'm afraid there's too many today that's got spiritual masks on. They can't breathe. They can't hear. They can't see. I know when we come to mind, God, if masks go for flying like caps at graduation, ain't going to bother me. You mind, God? I'd run the governor come get me as God.
I try.
I ain't trying to be rebellious. We're trying. But I'm going to tell you who's first and foremost, John. Jesus. Our time's short. And we better be working. No worse to stop. No worse to lay down. No worse to quit and give up. Mary turned her thought to Jesus. If you believe him some worse, please tell me. So I can go get him. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got to help Jesus along. She's talking to him. We come to an altar and we pray to God, Lord, if there's anything I can do. Lord, let me do this. Lord, this. Lord, that. Hey, just sit back and listen to Him. Sit back. And when He speaks, joy in His resurrection. Be glad. Are you glad? I'm glad. I'm happy. I got peace. And it passes all understanding. World can't figure it out, Mike. They said after these quarantine things, suicide rates would go up. The alcoholic rates would go up. The drug addictions would go up. Cause people getting into depression and people trying to find some kind of peace. I pray the church numbers goes up.
Amen.
I pray people, after they've been quarantined, I pray after they've had all these things come on their life, I pray they see a true and living God for what He is, alive and living.
That's right. Yes.
He's coming again. Take us out of here. And His son ain't ready.
That's right.
And He's sending us now, will He? He's sending us out to tell them about Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to be about His business.
Yes.
I had a question coming to myself this morning. Was thinking on Him scriptures and over in Corinthians where we've been reading. I don't know who's the last person you judge. You can read over in the Bible where He talks about judge not lest you be judged, for by what judgment that you judge, you shall be judged. Huh? And it says over in Corinthians, it talks about judging yourself. And I just let me read you where I don't quote it. Let me find where I... 31st of the 11th chapter. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When's the last time we judged ourselves? When's the last time we went to compiling evidence in our life to see how close we was to God or how far away we was? When's the last time we judged ourselves? I asked myself. Who's the last person you judged? Matthew, did you look at your mama? Did you look at your brother? Did you look at anybody else in your family to judge? Gina, did you look at your husband? Did you look at your mama and your daddy? Who's the last person you judged? You know who it better be? Yourself. The last person I judged. I hear that anymore and I get sick of it. Don't judge me. I'm not the one that's going to judge you. I'm like my old mind. But you know the one that's going to count that's going to judge you?
Yes,
Jesus.
Sir.
I need to judge myself and just see how much I've seen Him alive. How much have I been looking at Jesus and judging my life up against His? How much have I been judging my life and judging somebody else's? Lord, help me to look in my life and take the rebuking of the Spirit of God and get closer to Him.
Yes.
And hear Him when He's speaking to me.
Yes.
And rejoice in what He's done for me.
Yes.
On Calvary and when He rose from the tomb. I'm excited I don't have a dead God. Very excited. Angie, I'm going to heaven one day.
Amen.
However I leave this life, this old flesh is going to die some way. But my soul is alive and it lives forevermore.
Yes.
He said, I will come. He said, He's coming as a thief in the night. He said, the hour that you think not.
Are you ready? Are you looking into an empty tomb? I had to turn around and say, Jesus, yet.
Yes.
You better see Jesus. I told you I didn't know if I'd say anything or just read. That's what the Lord gave me. I love you.